If you've been paying attention at all, then you know about the events that happened on January 6th at our Capitol. The political protests that turned violent. Or one of the things that piqued my interest about it was the display of Christian symbols and even prayer in the midst of that chaos. Christian activity claiming Christ's name in the midst of vandalizing, terrorizing, screaming, destroying things, and espousing Christ over their political agenda. If you ever thought being a Christian was a private thing limited only to your personal beliefs, it's just a personal thing that I believe. You believe what you want, and I believe what I want. If that was your attitude about Christianity, then January 6th stands against that thought process. People calling themselves Christians and being violent and being destructive does not reflect Christ. The violence was evil, and claiming Christ in the midst of doing evil is the very definition of what Scripture talks about when it talks about taking the Lord's name in vain. That commandment, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain, is not just not prohibiting cuss words. If you're claiming to follow Jesus, then the call and what you're claiming is you are claiming to embody the gospel. And what happened on January 6th is the exact opposite of that. It is not the embodiment of the gospel. And that's the call in our life, to claim Christ, to claim the Lord's name, and to not do so in vain, means that our life should reflect God, Christ, the way he's called us to live. That's why Paul commands the church in Thessalonica in chapter 1. This is what he says to them. He says, "We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers constantly. Constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you. Because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." So what does Paul say? In verse 3, he says, "I praise you and I remember you because of your work of faith, your labor of love, and your steadfastness of hope." For Paul, that's not just three random words. For Paul, that is essentially the three virtues or principles or characteristics that reflect our embodiment of the gospel. He says, "We didn't just come to you and preach to you," in verse 5. He says, "You knew, because you knew the kind of persons we were when we were among you." So Paul didn't just walk in and preach gospel and say, "This is what Jesus wants," and moves on. He says, "You understood the gospel because we embodied it when we were with you." And the other reason he gives them thanks and praise is because they too became imitators of God. They too began to embody the gospel. And in doing so, verse 7, it says, they became an example to all the believers. Really an example to the world. To embody those things is to embody the gospel. Those three phrases in verse 3 reflect the missional character of God. Think about it. Work of faith, labor of love, steadfastness and hope. Faithfulness of God the Father, sending Christ as an act of love, and his steadfastness in providing us hope through Jesus. reflects God's missional plan all along. It reflects the gospel. It also reflects the missional character of Christ. I mean, think about it. The life of Christ reflected those three things too. He was faithful to what the work the Father gave him. He was sacrificial in love. And he was continuously providing hope to those he came in contact with. If you read the gospel stories, that embodies who Jesus was. And so to embody those things ourselves is to be Christ-like. It is to put on the gospel. But they're not just virtues. They're not just virtues. All three of those things have practices associated with them. It says the work of faith, labor of love, steadfastness of hope. It's not just have faith, it's the work of faith, being faithful, acting in a way that is faithful in the way that we live, be laboring to love even when it's difficult to love, loving even when it's hard, loving even when we don't like the way somebody is acting or doing things, and continuously being steadfast in our hope in Jesus. Those three things embody the gospel. They're the things that Paul praises the church in Thessalonica for doing, for imitating those three things. If you're following this podcast over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to take those practices deeper. Faith, hope, and love. And if that sounds familiar, phrased that way, is because Paul uses those three words in 1 Corinthians 2. He says the greatest of those things is love in 1 Corinthians 13. But those three words are a theme in Paul's missional writing as he's talking to the church. He says, this is how you put on the gospel. By working out your faith, by laboring to love others, especially when it's hard, and placing your trust and hope in Jesus Christ. That's embodying the gospel. And that was not what was reflected in the activities that happened on January 6th. They were taking the Lord's name in vain. Paul is calling us to be examples to the whole world as we imitate Christ and embody the gospel. Let me pray for you. If you're listening to this, I pray that you would experience the gospel, not just in the depths of your heart and the depths of your belief, that God would empower you to live out these three things, that he would make your life a work of faith, a labor of love, and a product of steadfast hope, so that Paul would be able to say the same things about you. Giving thanks to God for you, I pray that God would empower you to live this way as he continues to renovate your heart, to fill your heart with love and faith and hope, so that you can share those things with the whole world. In Christ's name, amen.